Skeetilitilit.
It's been so long since you skiddle-a-lead-a-little-leaded.
I know,
So
that's what I'm
long.
saying. Too much though, and I'm skiddling too much and it becomes illegal. Let's not get arrested now. Sir, we pulled you over. What did I do this time, officer? You skiddle-a-leaded. I can't deny that. And a little diddle-eat a little too much. It's like, damn it. All right.
Dispatch, we have a wild Latino man skiddle-a-leading on the curb. We need a backup right now and possibly SWAT. The police are coming, Daniel. Chill out. The police are coming. For movies and video games, welcome to Marie Plays It All. Today's episode is Late to the Game, with where my co-host D Nuts forces me to watch popular movies I embarrassingly have not seen.
Shame, 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 shame.
Get the bell, ring it behind me.
So that's right. So what I do is that I pick a movie that you haven't seen. I force you to answer 10 questions, force you, and you have to answer them without watching any or knowing anything about this movie. Then we're going to watch it, come right back, and we're going to see how right and how wrong you are. And we're going to see if you're going to watch playback or rage quit it. All right. This one's going to be a doozy. You ready for this one? The name of the movie? Double Dragons.
Okay.
Have you seen it, or has it been a really long time and you don't remember it that well?
I don't remember it, but you know that I know what it's kind of about.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You need to watch
this
movie, okay? I don't care how much you guess of it. You need to watch this movie. So,
okay.
Double Dragon. Here we go. Pop, 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 pop quiz, hot shot. This was based off of a popular what, and when did it come out?
A video game?
Yes.
It came out in, that's a tough one. Like, what console was it? I'm going to say 1983.
Okay.
Okay.
What console? Just guess the console at this point.
Nintendo?
Sure.
Ooh, what is Sega?
Sega! Okay.
Sega! It sounded like an evil, like, sea beast beckoning for, like, someone who's, like, Sega! Like, they were, like, someone, like, their arch nemesis, and you're just, like, drowning, Sega!
You know how they had, like sirens that would, like, call,
yes!
You know, like, the sailors? What if it was one of those, but it was, like, the sister that was, like, kind of the ugly one. You stay over on that side. That one. And it's trying to call to the sailors, and it was, like, I'm not f***ing going over. That's a dying whale.
Dying He's literally...
seal. Walrus.
She's literally a washed up siren on some rock. I can just figure like a sea
Saga.
She's like, Saga. She's the type of salty seawater. She's like,
still smoking, even when she's trying to beckon and be like sexy, like trying to use seduction, and she's still smoking in the process.
Oh, yeah. She's the one going, like, the pirates go for her because they're so drunk off their rum, they don't even know. And they're like, someone call Sega, and then like, yo ho ho, and a. Washed up siren.
What's the movie about?
Okay, the movie is about.
Because now you're trying to think about. Because now you're trying to think what the video game's about, and it's like, okay, but how is that a movie?
Okay, well, I remember my brother having the poster of it above his wait, his room, his bedroom, his bed in his bedroom. wait, this isn't the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme, is it? Is he in it? He had a poster of Jean-Claude Van Damme above his bed like this.
No, it's not that one.
Okay, that was a different. That was, it was the poster for Double Impact. It was this.
Oh, that one. Yeah, see, the other one was Street Fighter.
Actually, he does this and stuff in a lot of posters, by the way.
He has two poses. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, this movie is about Double Dragon. Okay, so not Double Impact. Double Dragon is about two brothers. I'm going to say two, like, twin brothers who are, like, martial artists. And
good start.
They somehow become arch nemesises because the guy teaching at the dojo is like, hey, we need to do it this style. And then this other guy comes in and he's like, that's not the way, the old ways. I want to teach the old ways. And he goes to one twin brother and he was like, if you really want to know how to fight and if you really want to know, You have to learn the old ways. The old ways are evil. That's why there's new ways, because the new ways are good. But then the one brother's like, I'm gonna go here. And the other brother's like, no, we need to stay here. And then so they separate, and then it's like kind of it's a good and evil battle. And but then at the heart of it, it's about the brothers coming together and being brothers again, and the other one coming to the good side. And there's all this emotional stuff too, probably.
So the bad one is always the one that usually loses. So they have to go to extreme, desperate attempts to try to gain the upper power and the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
Them's the rules. Did this spawn a franchise of movies?
No. Answer. So I don't have to say anymore. No. It didn't.
No. Very simple question.
I haven't seen the other Double Dragon movies. So I don't know.
Okay, now here's a perfect question, right? Because that last question, that was it. That's all I needed. One word answer. Here's the second one. Why was this movie not revered like Mortal Kombat franchise?
Why was it not revered?
Why wasn't it like loved? Why wasn't it appreciated like the Mortal Kombat movie? Why?
Because it blows. I'm guessing the acting's bad, the story's bad. They were like, why did we do this? There's already
I would
like,
never corrupt. Give you a movie like this.
Never. No. It's because it was just so terrible, and because like this is a tale as old as time, and Karate Kid's also coming out, and it's kind of like some similar story in a way without like the twin brother, but this like older. Anyway, so yeah. It kind of Karate Kid like stole its thunder, even though I think it might be. And yeah, I don't know. So Double Dragon was like, oh, just keep it in the video game land, peeps. Not every video game deserves to be a movie, guy.
Exactly. Which famous actress was cast in this that probably shouldn't have been?
Sharon Stone.
Okay, Sharon Stone. All right. Which famous villainous actor is cast as the villain?
Shoot.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. Because Steven Seagal doesn't play villains. Doesn't play villains. He plays like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say Steven Seagal anyway, just because he can do stuff, and I thought maybe.
Yes. So he's got range. Okay.
He plays villains. That's so much range. Yeah.
What is the name of the city where this takes place?
Is this a real city? Is this a city I have to make up? Mm-hmm. It's a real city?
No.
Flexo City.
Flexo City, because they all look to flex.
No, not Flexo, Colexo.
Colexo City. Why Colexo?
Colexo.
What are they because collecting?
I don't know. There's an X in there. And the reason why I picked it is because I think it's I tried to think of something in Skyrim to think of a name. I'm like, they have weird words. Something in Skyrim.
Well, if you have a video game and you have another video game, clearly Skyrim stole from Double Dragon.
Well, there's dragons in Skyrim.
You can't climb the second story without stepping on the ground level, right?
The basement level, maybe. The freaking cellar. Cellar level.
What are the heroes and villain fighting over? And what does it do?
Thank you, video games, for making me think of things on the spot. They're fighting over something called the Heartstone. And the Heartstone is this glowy thing with the power. And if the bad force has the Heartstone,
is that from Zelda?
Obviously. No. It's from Skyrim again.
Jesus.
I've been playing a lot of Skyrim lately, so it's like fresh in my head.
I can see that.
So the Heartstone, but I mean, this makes sense. The Heartstone is like this beautiful glowing stone, and like whoever has it, that's what's gonna like befall the world. So it's like the good needs to, and then I don't know where dragons come in. I think that's just in their outfits. They're just like, I got dragons embroidered.
It's bedazzled. They're bedazzled.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yes, sparkly little dragons.
That's it. And there's a line that's quoted to the female lead that references her famous past project. What's the line and what's the project? So you're saying it's Sharon Stone. So what's the project that Sharon Stone's in? And what's the line?
Cross your legs, mom. Keep your legs crossed, mom. That's what it is. Keep your legs crossed, mom. She is the mom of the boys. And she's renowned for, you know, her basic instinct. Is that it? Where she does the, you know, and that's why they're like, hey, mom, keep your legs crossed. Be a lady. That's the line.
She's not a lady, is she? She's not.
She's a mother of dragons. She's a mother of dragons.
Okay. How is the villain defeated?
Oh, God. I'm thinking about something really bad. I can't say.
Say it.
No, I can't.
It's too bad that you can cut it out.
It can't go on the podcast. I'm thinking about the heart stone and it getting sucked up in a Sharon Stone. And then it's like, that's why she's like keeping her legs open, because she's like, I need the Hearthstone. I am Mother Earth, and if it's in me, then I can, like, everything will be fine because I'll neutralize the planet. No, it has to be in her so she can neutral. You need good and evil. That's the whole point of the story. You need good and bad.
She can conceive it.
Yeah, she's Mother Earth. This is all a metaphor. People don't even realize how deep this movie actually is, because it's actually really a metaphor for, like, good and evil and the mother, everything. Like, people don't even know. Like, she actually is portraying Mother Earth. That's insane. And then there's heaven and hell and Satan and God. And then the dragons. It's like, people don't know.
They don't know. This movie was clearly ahead of its time. And it was like the point, like, where past us, future us, current us, like us 3 minutes ago. It's like a whole, you know, muster of us. But like past us didn't understand. They didn't freaking get it. Current us right now, we're getting it. Future us, it's the greatest movie we've ever seen. Like, it's by far the greatest movie we've ever seen in your life.
So current us is old enough now that we get it. We get all the metaphor, and we get, like, the symbolism, and we get that. We're like, wow, that was actually, like, brilliant. Future us, we're in film school, and we are being taught this movie as, like, the be-all, end-all of movies. Are like, listen, nothing, this peaked. This was cinema peaking, and nothing has ever touched this.
I'm going to take it above that. Not even film school. Ballet dancers are watching this movie and seeing what true art is. Okay. Symphony conductors are watching this movie and seeing how to orchestrate, and how to piece together perfect music towards art. I guess we have no choice but to get our cat scratch fever on and go watch this Double Dragons. We went from dragons to cats, and like, now we can't stop with the cats, all because of Sharon Stone. Thanks, Sharon. Wow. And we're back.
Oh.
Bam. Went from single dragon to double dragon. And we're back from watching one of the greatest cinematic pieces we have ever seen in motion picture history. So, Marie, let's get back in these questions, shall we?
Let's do it.
This was based off of a popular what?
Video game.
That is right. And when did it come out?
Ooh, the video game or the movie?
Yes. The video game. You can just give me a decade.
1983?
Sure.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't know. I thought you had the answer.
I thought I did, and I guess I accidentally deleted it. So there you go. All right.
Okay.
What is the movie about?
Oh, the movie is about two brothers, Jimmy and Billy. They are martial artists, and they have the caretaker lady. And she is nice. And then there's a medallion, and there's two halves of the medallion. And the lady thought she hit it right, and she didn't. And then T-1000 is the bad guy, and he comes in with this, like, Guy Fieri hair. He looks like a Wish Edward Norton. And he comes in, and he's like, oh, I got that. He wants the two pieces of medallion, because then it's like the power. And like, one of the medallions is one power, the other medallion is another power. So it's this bad guy trying to get the medallions, and then they're not supposed to, and then they're trying to keep the medallions away from this bad guy. And
correct.
Things ensue.
Yes. Perfect. Perfecto. Okay. So did this spawn a franchise?
No.
Have you ever heard of a sequel?
No.
So there's your answer. No.
Okay.
No, it did not. No, this movie did not spawn a sequel. Let's hold your thoughts whether you think this movie is amazing or not, and whether it warranted a sequel. Okay? So we'll keep going. Was this movie appreciated and loved like Mortal Kombat?
No. I'm going to say no.
Correct. Let's keep moving. Okay. Which famous actress was cast in this that probably shouldn't have been in it?
Alyssa Milano?
Correct. She had no business being in this movie. Not because she wasn't good enough for it. We'll leave it at that.
Oh.
Which famous villainous actor is cast as the villain?
Oh, I don't remember his name, but T-1000.
T-1000, Robert Patrick.
Thank you.
What is the name of the city where this takes place?
New Angeles.
Correct.
New Angeles.
Play off of New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah, New Angeles. In the year 2007.
Mm-hmm. Correct. What are the heroes and villain fighting over, and what does it do?
The medallion. The two pieces of the medallion. And it, like, I don't remember what, one of them's like power of the body and the other one's power of the soul. And when you combine them, you get like ultimate power.
Body soul.
Like, it makes you, body soul power.
Like it, power. It's like, you know, those girls that have like the live, laugh, love thing.
Yeah.
It gives you one of those. And when you combine the medallions, it gives you one of those signs to hang up that you can actually be a proud owner of. They don't just make those signs. Okay. You have to put the medallions together and that's how you get them.
A bunch of like middle-aged white women. That's their, they have the power. They mm-hmm. know what to do with the
they
medallions.
They have the power. Exactly. See, there you go. There's a line that's quoted to the female lead that references her famous past project. What is the line and what is the project?
I don't remember. There were so many one-liners in this movie. I can't even, I don't know, but I'm guessing it's something to do with who's the boss.
Correct.
Okay.
That was a line and that was a reference to her famous thing. Now, okay. How is the villain defeated in this movie?
What happened at the end? I don't know. Yeah. No, wait. I was watching it. Trust me.
I believe you.
I had a couple beverages. I was watching
as
it
because
I had to. He was defeated. Just wait a minute. I have an image of him laying back. Something, it was so simple. Like they fought him. Like he had the medallions and then he split into two of those like mm-hmm. draggy-y looking things. And then, yeah, what happened again? Like, how was he actually defeated? Because something happened and I was like, that's how he's defeated. That's it. What happened again?
I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a while. That's why I wanted to watch him tonight. But I was like, let's record him tonight. Because I was going to try to. That one's been a long time since I've seen this movie. I remember a lot of it, but I don't remember the ending on how we got defeated. But the same thing, I remember he died in a very stupid way. That's why I was hoping the fact that you saw it yesterday, that you would have this answer.
Nimmy uses his medallion to go into people's 2000.
Yes.
Go into him.
And blows him up, and, Blows him up at the end.
No, he doesn't blow him up. He surrenders himself to the cop. And then the cop puts the handcuffs on him. And then he comes out of his body. And it's like, he's just arrested. He's arrested. He gets arrested at the end.
That serves his right.
Yeah, that serves him. Yeah, he gets arrested. And the cops were like, but it's like about like the cops and, you know, the everyone coming together at the end. And yeah.
Come together right now. Over me.
Over
All right.
Me. Yeah.
So let's hit him with the Marie's notes.
Okay, Marie's notes. I have a lot.
That's fine. I have a fun, not a ton of fun facts, but some really fun facts on this one. So you go ahead.
I'm excited. Okay, so right away, my first note was Scott Wolfen, the Iron Chef guy. And then
yes.
I said, yes, à la cuisine. This reminds me a lot of the Super Mario movie that we watched, but not to the same. Like,
charm.
That Super Mario movie was like had like a darkness to it and like a grit. And there's just something about, and like, I don't know. I love the Super Mario movie. This one was trying to be that. There was a place called La Canada, like Canada.
Do you wish but your country was named at that? Do you wish that was your country's
spicy,
name?
Better? Spicy Canada. Yeah. La Canada. That sounds so Canada. Much better.
It really does.
When they're driving a car, and their car is like a station wagon, kind of looks like a Ghostbusters car, and it's like a station wagon. And there's like this flame thing on the top, and a Jimmy guy is driving, and he's like, "Check this out, see if they can handle this," because they're trying to escape somebody. And then he just turns the corner like normal, and that was
because nobody's ever seen it. They've never seen that movie before.
Check, see if we handle this.
Like,
and the guys in the back are like, where'd they go? Okay, I like how in the car they were controlling things with like a joystick, like in the bad guy car, controlling with a joystick, and it looked like a video game on the screen. Like anytime there's any sort of video game anything in a movie, I'm just like, I love it. Like no matter what, I'm gonna love it. Especially if they take things from the actual game and put it in the movie, I'm like, do it. I love it. They are brothers. I was right about that. But just the one-liners were so bad, so cheesy. This script was my note. Ha. Dude, my whole life flashed before my eyes. I sleep a lot. That's the
That's what he came to the conclusion of. That's very prolific. That's very deep. A lot of depth there because he's like, he could have been very sad and depressed about that.
Yeah, and he was like, "What, sleep?" Oh, it's funny. I'm cool with the soundtrack. The soundtrack was good. I loved the soundtrack. At one point, they bust out Crystal Waters, "Back to the Middle and Around Again, 100% pure love." Oh my God, I love that. And I have this bulbous punk guy looks like he could be an actual video game boss. Like he looked like he would be an end stage boss in a video game. I was like, "That's cool." The explosions were pretty good. Oh, there's a
Pretty
lot of
good prosthetic.
explosions. Yeah.
Practical
Pyrotechnics.
explosions, yeah.
The explosions in this movie were great. Just gonna say that. Okay, this is when I knew I was getting deep in my beverages, because then sometimes my brain gets more like profound in ways, or I think it is. It's all about the body and the soul, and Jimmy is more in control of his soul, but not his heart. He isn't allowing his emotions to come through, but Billy is in less control of his soul, yet he allows himself to feel. Oh, he's less control of his body, I mean, but he allows himself to feel. And I said, which is more soulful, controlling your emotions or allowing yourself to feel them?
Well, we
What is
already know
it?
your answer to that. But yes, profound, but I think that really is just some kind of symbolism that really did try to add on there.
They did try to add it. They did. And then I and then body and soul. And also, like the mind and the heart, and Billy has less, less control over his body. Not good martial arts wise, but he uses mental manipulation. But Jimmy has more bodily control and is better martial arts. And Billy seems stupid, but will actually prove to be the smarter one.
Stupid.
But I stupid, but I think it's because he feels emotions, hence why he has a medallion and not the other guy. Like if you look at it. Jimmy should have been giving the medallion because he's like the Leonardo and Billy's like the Michelangelo. But then Billy is the one who's like, "Hey man, this woman who's been taking care of us just, died." And he's like, "We got," and then Jimmy's like, "We got to keep going." And like both things are right, but that's why they need each other and that's why they
Character
complete each other.
arcs.
That I know, but
They
that's why they
needed to
need. That's why they're
overcome,
two,
yeah.
and they're two halves of a whole because yes, and then
That's why it's
together.
a very well-written script.
I know, well, not the script really, but the story, and but like they're two halves of a whole, and together they are the ultimate power.
One.
Yes, and they're more powerful together. They added like a whole water scene on like jet skis, and I'm like, this is like a video game. There's always a water level, and it's always really
Always.
hard. This guy farting, ha ha ha. That was a note, of course, of course. And I said, I don't know how much of this is true to the game or the lore of the game, but I hope
None.
it's a lot. I hope a lot of it is. No. It's not? Okay, I'll wait for that.
Some of it, but a very, very, no, not really.
Okay. And then I said, "Oh my God, this big guy, he's mad because he knows he can't get women. He can't fornicate. He sees a picture of a hot chick and then sees himself in the mirror, and that's what turns him. He's like, wait a minute, ugly now. Now I'm mad. I can't fornicate." And
Believable.
then it is, well, I mean, it's pretty devastating, actually. And then there's a part where they back up against the Double Dragon arcade game. Yes, that's my quote, my
Yes.
note. And then I said, see, Billy gets the power of the body because he is already strong with his soul and his heart. I was really into the whole body and soul and the heart and everything and the coming together and like why one of them's stronger and like the other ones. They're both had their strengths and their ways.
The
And
themes
then
are deep in this one. Yes.
expecting that.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm not just giving you gobbledygook. I'm giving you a little bit of better goop. So here are the fun facts.
Okay.
First-time director Jim Yukich summarized his approach to the film. Our characters are like normal kids, three kids on an adventure, so we didn't want to make something that kids would almost be too afraid to see. I like to make it in a funnier, lighthearted vein. Boy, did he.
He did, and this was his first movie he did.
Yeah. I know.
I love that.
A video game featuring motion captured sprites like
Sprite.
Mortal Kombat, I don't know, was concepted to coincide what was concepted to coincide with the movie, having the actors of the film and their stunt doubles provide the captured images. So the actors from this movie. However, it was deemed it could not be completed in the same amount of time as a movie, so it was scrapped. So basically, they're going to make a new movie based after this, you know, or a new video game after this movie using the actors from the movie. Cool. After the movie was released, the film studio admitted it was a stroke of luck the game didn't go ahead. The film would later have a Japan-only tie-in fighting game of the same name developed by Technos Japan under the license of SNK Playmore, ported in the Neo Geo MVS and Neo Geo CD in 1995, as well as PlayStation in 1996. So basically, the movie came out, tanked, and they're like, thank God we didn't waste more money making a video game based off the movie. Okay. Alyssa Milano and Scott Wolf actually started dating while filming this movie and were subsequently engaged, but the relationship didn't last and the couple eventually broke up.
It's because one of them was probably the soul and the other one was also the soul, and you can't know.
No.
They both were either too much soul or too much body.
If you know if you know anything about Alyssa Milano, she's all soul. She's all soul. Very soulful person. She is.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch what is it? Witched? What was that TV show?
Witched.
Cursed? Man, something like that.
Charmed. Charmed.
Charmed. There you go. The other word. The other witch word. Charmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott Wolf is considered by Double Dragon fans and creators alike to be a miscast as Billy Lee for being nothing like his character from the game, lacking all traits such as being Asian, muscular, athletic, and especially having no skills or training in martial arts, having used a stunt double. He wouldn't even dye his hair blonde for the role. But Mark Dacascos is the one who is close to his character, Jimmy Lee, and who's said to put Scott Wolf to shame.
Oh so, yeah, he was awesome in that one. Yeah, I was just every time he was like on the screen, I'm like, okay, now we're gonna see some fighting. Like we're gonna see some actual moves.
Yep, they just had what was the other one? What show was Scott Wolf on? Remember he was on
Party of Five? No,
was it Party of Five? It was Party of Five. Party of Five. So that's the one. So that's when he came around that area. So they were like, oh, let's write off that thing, but like two entirely different type of projects, like genres.
Yeah, and they cast him just because he was like kind of like an it boy at that time, even though he wasn't suited at all for the role. But
no, and he was supposed to be Asian. Last name was Lee.
Yeah, but he's blonde in the video game.
He was blonde in the video game, and the movie was entirely like the storyline, almost nothing of what the video game was.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know
because in the video game, when one of the girlfriend of the guy, gets kidnapped. And then they have to go and rescue her and the whole famous thing and all that. This had.
Oh.
And, but this had like medallions and all that stuff. Like, no.
Yeah.
Not so much. Okay. No. And the brothers were already good at martial arts and stuff. And in this one, I don't think they were, right?
They were. I think they were from the beginning. It was hard to tell because Scott Wolf really wasn't good. So.
There you go. So the age old question, will you play it back or will you rage quit?
You know what? Maybe. I might play this back for fun. I can see like being like, I want to have a movie night and I want to watch Super Mario, then Double Dragon, and then after that Mortal Kombat, like the old Mortal Kombat. And that movie night would be so much fun. I honestly think that this movie was entertaining and fun, and it was terrible. It was terrible. And like the lines and everything, there were so many terrible things, but I just maybe watch it again for the explosions, to be honest.
That's
I really like them.
That's what I'm saying. I know. There was some funny things to take out of this, you know? So
yeah. And the depth. I didn't think they were going to have that depth.
Body and soul, right?
The body and the soul and the different personalities and how they needed each other. And oh my God, I loved it. I didn't love it like that. But I mean, I love that aspect of it. Even if it was, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but
it was intentional. It was intentional. Yeah. Most depth they had.
Thank you for watching this episode of Late to the Game with my co-host. Don't remember his name in this one. I think you were Dandelion, possibly, or D's Nuts. You're one of them.
Well, it's a little bit of D's Nuts, a little bit of Dandelion, but hey, there we go.
You can find more of our content on our YouTube channel, Not a Strong Start. You can listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Not a Strong Start. And you can follow me on Instagram at Marie Plays It All.
And you can follow me at King_Sangre.
Never stop playing and never stop casting Alyssa Milano in movies because she is the soul. And she brings a lot of soul, apparently.
Alyssa Milano, you and Olivia Hussey need to get cast some more.
Oh my God, together. Do it. Wow. Hollywood, listen.
Double Dragons, but females. Olivia Hussey, Alyssa Milano. Let's go, baby. Whoa!